Okay, ladies, let's get it on again. Okay. So I hope you're doing amazing. Welcome back. I just jumped right in. So if you're new, if this is the first video you ever seen, welcome. This is Healing Into Femininity, the Jonna Fatonji Show. And I talk about everything in life. I'm a life coach. I am just passionate about sharing my life experience, everything that I've learned for creating the life of my dreams, and just basic principles about for everyone to create the life of their dreams. And currently, I'm focused on sharing my experience on navigating being the first. Like, I'm the first child of my family who went to higher education. I got a bachelor's degree, then I worked in corporate. Then I learned more about health, about mindset, about psychology, about spirituality, being a life coach. And then I got into being an entrepreneur, and then also going back to corporate again, just leaving from a sales job that has taught me so much. Yeah. And now I'm here just giving everything that has been kind of stored away for the longest. I am just sharing everything. So I'm pumping the water. I don't know how to say it. So I'm getting everything out that I have wanting to be getting out. Yeah. So okay, my English is not perfect. I am German, but I decided to speak English here. So welcome, welcome, welcome. So today I want to share something with you. I had a meeting with one of my girls from Miss Germany. So for everyone here as well, I was part of the top 20 Miss Germany 2023. So this year, and I met some amazing other women. And currently, I'm working on a speech. So I don't know if I should say everything, or maybe this is a documentation and memoir for everyone who finds me now, and then we'll find out later what I did. But okay, so if we see it that way, I'm going to share it. So I want to do a TED talk, and I am preparing for it. And this helped me, like, we kind of structured what it is that I want to talk about. And I just want to share it with you because basically that's what I talk about on this platform all day, every day, all already. So I will be talking about how women who are super ambitious and who have kind of conditioned, because it's all learned, right? Who have conditioned themselves to become go-getters. Who have conditioned themselves to be good in academia, who have been or who conditioned themselves to be good in learning and then applying for jobs and getting into corporate and then being in a highly masculine environment because, like, ambition, success, linear work, like just like the boot camp kind of corporate world is defined as very masculine. When we look about masculine traits, I'm not talking about men necessarily only, but masculine is like being structured, linear, rational, achievement, ambition, doing, confrontation. I would also say confrontation is definitely a masculine skill or a masculine trait. This is like the corporate kind of world and the ambition and the business and the boss babe and the going out and getting what you want. Like, this is masculine traits. Yeah, women can have that too, and that's exactly the kind of woman that I'm speaking to. So women who have done that, who have, like, went to school, went to uni, educated themselves, and now are living that life. And now, coming to the topic I want to dive into. And at the same time, I see this in my own life, and I want to share my story today, just as, yeah, just sharing and also a little bit as practice for the talk. And I also see that, like, beautiful, really beautiful, highly ambitious women, educated, smart, funny, stylish, healthy. These are my friends, by the way. That's me. I would say that's me. And these are my friends. And that these women don't necessarily have partners and kids. And there, of course, there are many variables, and I'm always aware that there are so many things playing into that, but I kind of see this also as a spell, or as a result of some kind of societal programming. So I want to talk more about the, yeah, let me get into my story so I can talk more while applying it to my story. So that's my target group, women that are ambitious but are not fulfilled in the other areas of their lives, especially relationships. Yeah, but we can talk about the other areas as well. Because what it needs to have a fully fulfilling life is mindset work, energy work, inner work, healing, childhood trauma, social conditioning, all of that inner work, right? It's always about the mindset, the body, the nervous system. How much can you hold? How much rejection? How much tension? How much stress? How much pressure? How are you dealing with all of that? Like, what's your expectation on yourself? Like, are you a soft place to land on for yourself? Like, all of these things that I learned also in my coaching certification program, and also applied for a long time now, and also applied in my job. So I am now coming from a 1 year experience in sales. It was amazing. So thank you to this job. If anyone out of this job ever sees my videos, I just want to say thank you. It was a great experience, but now I'm ready to face the world on another level and share what I have to share with the world. So I want to get into it. So how did I start my journey, and how did I get to this point today? So I want to start not at the very beginning. You will hear more about that in a different video, but it was the day when I heard the words, "You are so needy. You're so needy," and at the same time, kind of having the door slammed shut in front of my face and leaving me out with no place to stay for the next month. Yeah, that's how my journey to inner work, self-worth, awareness, spirituality, healing, that was the beginning. What happened? I was just fresh out of uni, and I had my first corporate job. I had like the tightest buddy I ever had. I was working out. I had this new job. I had my car. I was living with my best friend in our shared apartment back then. And I was just full of life. I felt like so on top of the world. And I felt like I wanted to do something amazing. And I was an accountant. I was an accountant in this company. And I felt like, oh, that's not really it. And because I was so full of life, and I knew that there was so much more inside of me. And even back then, I realized I had something to share with the world because I'm mixed, right? Black and white. And I always knew that I had something to give to, let's say, to the white culture from my Black experience, and then also to the Black experience from the white culture. So I always felt like I had so much to tap into because I'm multicultural, and I am, yeah, I was, I believe, and if that's you, if you also if you come from a migrant background and are raised in a totally different culture, or if you're actually like multi-ethnic, I know, like, you know what I'm talking about. We are blessed. We are blessed having so much to tap into. So that was me already back then, and I love it. I just want to say it today. I spoke about this in another video also because I hate that. It triggered me. When I was in Miss Germany, and I really want to say that again, I don't know if you ever hear that, I felt so offended because they said I am too confident. How the hell can you tell a Black woman in Germany, or a woman in general, or anybody in general, that they're too confident? Like, most people in this world are struggling to be confident, self-aware, and just go through life with a healthy sense of self. And I believe I have a very healthy sense of self. But because most people don't have that, they think of me as being too much, but I don't care. Okay. I don't care. And that's exactly why I'm sharing myself and I'm sharing this message, because sometimes we think we are too little, but many times we're not too little. Society is making us act too little because we don't have enough role models that show us that it's actually okay to be so much. Yeah, like tapped into two cultures, having a healthy sense of self, being self-reflected, having a healthy sense of I can do that. Like I am allowed to take risks, and I can do that, and I know I can handle it, and I'm gonna face the consequences, and I can handle it. Yeah. And I want you to feel that way. Yeah. So with that being said, I was not always as clear about so many topics in my life as I am today. So that time when I always like to say that I had the masculine outside ego kind of qualifications checked. So I was healthy and looking sharp in my body. I had a bachelor's degree. I had a corporate job, check. I had a car, check. I was making my own money, check. So this was a dream come true for my migrant father, kind of. Yeah. And also for my mother, probably as well. Like, for her being the first out of her family who was educated, I was the first who had like a corporate job. And so, perfect. I made my parents proud. I was proud of myself as well. And now here comes. And then I was starting the date because I'm a lover. I'm a lover. And I still want love. And I want a relationship. And I want a marriage. And I want to have kids. And I want to have family life as well. And I believe that so many women feel the same way. And I was a lover, but I was unskilled. And I didn't have standards. I didn't have boundaries. And I didn't really know how to approach relationships. Oh, so there's someone messaging me here, right here, right here. But I will put that away because right now I'm here. So I was dating this guy I totally admired back then. I thought he was so amazing. And because of my heightened sense of imagination, I don't know, ladies, I know that's me, and I know that other women are like that too. Raise your hand. Let me know in the comments. Send me an email. Let me know if that's you too. When you get to know somebody, you project everything you think that person is and more onto that person. So I thought he was like this super spiritual guy. He was from the US and he was originally from Trinidad, something like that. He was like handsome. He was just getting started to create his own business. And so many things I thought, that's so sexy. It fits into my story. Like we dated, actually also very crooked story, but I'm here for it. Like, that was past me and I forgive myself, so I can share it. At that time, he was actually dating another girl that I knew, but I didn't care at that time. And I know that's wicked, right? So then he did the most cute thing, like manipulative as hell, but he wrote me a letter inviting me to a date in a letter. Okay. I mean, hello, who does that today? So he probably knew what he was doing. Charming, Mr. Charming. And I went to that date and it was magical. It was magical. I fell into the trap. I didn't know what I wanted. Again, I didn't have a love list. I didn't know the requirements of entry, if you know what I mean. So he got me, and I just, because I was so insecure and at the same time still curious, yeah, I met him sometimes without saying anything, like, because I couldn't express myself because he didn't give me a space, like a safe container. Today, I know so much more, but we will talk about that later. But yeah, let's say I met him and I made all the mistakes. I offered him money. Oh, I did that before. Like, that's so stupid. Don't do that ever, ladies. Don't help men and never give a man money. Never, never, never. Okay, so that's what I can say today. So I offered him money. Luckily, he didn't take it. And I was being a pick Misha, as Shira 7 would say. I was being a pick Misha. I had all my, as again, like I had my, I was sexy. I had my bachelor's degree. I had a job. I was making my own money. I had a car. I had those things, but I didn't have the feminine self-esteem. I didn't have the feminine self-esteem. We will talk more about that. And while I'm saying that, it breaks my heart. And that's why I'm doing this whole platform. I'm sharing my message because I don't want women to be so clueless about how to go about dating and finding your worth in relationships, because it takes a whole nother like skill set, yeah, to have a business and to be good in school and uni and corporate and linear and masculine world, then mesmerizing and making a man fall for you and not you falling for him being a doormat. That's who I was. So if that's you, raise your hand. Let me know. Let's heal together. Okay, so that happened. And then I went on this journey. So when he told me I was so needy, that was my wake up call. Like, it was my wake up call. And I was devastated. I remember that I was lying on my bed, like coiled together, not saying anything. And my best friend back then, like, she came and snuggled up behind me, and I couldn't say anything. I was shocked. Because I thought of myself as a woman that has that had self-esteem, but I was doing all the mistakes with men, looking for love in all the right places, not setting up the boundaries necessary for men to respect me. So I was devastated, as said. And I promised myself that around that time, I was still in corporate, but the dream has already awakened in me that I wanted to find my purpose and really, yeah, grow into the person that I am today and continue to grow into. So I said, I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to set out to make myself valuable, like to make myself valuable to, as I said, find my purpose, find the meaning, find healing. Back then, I wouldn't phrase it like that, but today I know that that's exactly what my soul was urging me to go to. And then what happened? Yeah, so I went on the hero's journey, on the heroine's journey. I dedicated myself to my passions, and as I said, it is healing. It is healing. I became a certified medically approved nutritionist. I loved it. So that's what I am today. I dove right into that. Had the best time of my life. I got offered a job at the academy. I worked there. I learned. It was an immersive experience. So I learned everything about, like, raw foods and high vibrational foods and preparing vegan food. It was all about, like, more or less like vegan and vegetarian food and raw and healthy and vital live foods. And then, because my work was so good, they offered me a job at a hotel. It was like a fasting and health hotel at a very beautiful area. It was right, the hotel was right on the edge of a forest. And then behind the forest was the sea, the East Sea, the Ostsee here in Germany. Beautiful. Never been there before in my life. I was a total nature girl around that time, walking barefoot, like picking herbs from the side of the forest, like meeting all kinds of, like, spiritual people, health conscious people, herbalists, all of that. It was a total immersive experience, and I so Love that time. So that happened when I was there, but the promiscuous non-boundary woman inside of me was still alive. I still didn't learn what I needed to learn about vetting the right men. Oh God. It took a long time. But then after that, I continued to pray because I knew I wasn't ready. I was still hungry and curious. And this is also something when you wake up, and I'm sure that's your experience as well, or I know that many awakened women have that we're so thirsty. We're so thirsty for information. We want to learn everything to a PhD level. And that's totally me. Like I continue to use that skill set of being able to obtain my bachelor's degree to learn about food, to learn about, and then to learn about psychology, to learn about the subconscious, to learn about protection mechanisms, to learn about expansion, about goal setting, about overcoming your fear, about a spirituality, about shifting your identity, about forgiveness, about inner work, releasing, reprogramming your subconscious mind, about the nervous system, about how to use it to reprogram yourself, how to work with triggers, and so on and so forth. Like the whole science behind that, I learned it all. And then, of course, the girl that I was back then, the young woman, I wanted to share everything I learned with the people that I most loved. And I still have that. That's why I'm here. But now I don't bother to tell people that are not interested anymore because it was also such another painful experience to learn everything that I learned, wanting to share it with people that I knew and loved, and they weren't interested. Who knows about that phenomenon? Raise your hand. Totally raise your hand because I know that so many people have that. Like you learn something new and you're like, oh my God, like the world opened up to me. You want to share it with everybody, but no one is interested. Yes, that was totally me. Painful experience, but I kept on doing what I did. I kept on doing what I thought was right. And that made me the healthy woman that I am today. So I'm very happy I kept going. Health and then diving deeper. And I can only say that diving into learning about transformation, transformational principles, learning about my own shadows, learning about my own subconscious, learning about spirituality, Christianity, reading the Bible, reading the Gita, reading some comparison to other like the Islam and all of that, like learning about spiritual practices and spirituality, not spirituality, but literally religion. And then also learning about African traditional spirituality. So learning about voodoo, learning about Santeria, learning about ancient spirituality and the goddesses and the archetypes and the spirits. I learned all of that. Yes. So just for you to know, that's me. Yeah, that's what I'm interested in. And everything because of empowerment. I am a learner. I am a teacher. I love that. That's my life. And at the same time, I learned all of that. I continue to dig deeper into the rabbit hole, into the universe, because I wanted to feel empowered to be able to create the life that I want to live. And today I can say, we all want the same, basically, more or less. Yeah. So there are some deviations, but more or less, I believe we all want the same. We all want to be healthy or sexy in our bodies. We want to feel amazing. We want to look good. Then we want relationships. Yeah. We want relationships. And I believe, and that's my truth. Yeah. If that's not you, that's okay. I'm not dogmatic, but that's what I stand for. I believe in marriage. I believe that it's important for two people to come together spiritually and legally so they can grow together in the divine union. And that's the whole point. Like, that's the whole thing. I also believe that everyone has a purpose, and the purpose is to do what brings you life, what you love. Most of the time it's connected to something that breaks your heart or that you just totally love. Like, either it's a hurt that you are healing or it is something that you just love. Yeah, it can be everything. But I believe that we want to use this energy that we have and put it into something creative so we can create something and contribute to something. We all want to do that because this beautiful energy that we have, just like me right now, I believe that most people have forgotten about that energy. It's like this childlike, pure energy that just flows through me without judgment, without shame, without censorship, all of that. We can tap into that well of everlasting youth. Yeah, that's the same well. And I will tell you where it is. So that's it. And then we all want money. Let's just be real. We all want money. Who is not? I don't understand. Like, sometimes I don't understand. I did my inner work. But at the same time, I always wonder when I meet people that are not as clear as that. But that's what it is. So we all want those things. Health, relationship, we want to have something that fulfills us and we want to contribute. We want to have a relationship with something higher, and we want money so we can live the life that we want to live, do the things that we want to do, and give the things that we want to give. So give to people we love, give to a cause that we love and support, because our heart is open and we are lovers. So that's it. And I can tell you what you can do. Yeah, I can tell you what you can do, like what I found for basically everything. So number one, and now let me take a sip of water and breathe deep. Okay, let's get into the next session. And that's exactly the energy switch that I want to share. And that's exactly what I want you to do as well, because it is about energy work, right? I was in a very excited mode, totally me, totally authentic. And at the same time, we want to learn how to be energy fluid. So what I learned, and what I saw, also, let me start here. Like, what I saw, that my personal story is definitely not an individual story, but so many women feel the same way. As I said, like, today we're going to focus on my wake up call with the guy where he said, I was so needy. Like, I was totally devastated. I was like, academically and all of that, I don't want to repeat myself, but I had it all on luck, right? I was like super confident in that area. But relationships, I didn't know. And today I know it's about the feminine secrets, right? We kind of forgot. Like, if you had a mother who taught you, if you have a culture still who's teaching you, bless you, good for you. Most women have forgotten. Even the women that had mothers, or just one generation back, where the mothers, they innately knew it. Like, they know it, so it's natural, it's subconscious, but they don't think about teaching it to their daughters. So now women are kind of confused. They're kicking it in the business, but they're left totally clueless in the relationship thing. So I want to give you what is happening right now. So less and less educated women getting children, less and less marriages, yeah, especially in the Western world. So I'm talking about the Western world. Less marriages, more divorces, less children, and less people being couples, like less marriages in general, like less unions and long-term relationships. Long-term relationships, yeah, being marriage. Like, I am At this point in my life, I don't believe in girlfriend boyfriend relationships anymore. I am 34. Like, from this day, it's time to get married, right? If you don't know what you want, next. Okay, I know what I want, and now here it comes. Like, I don't want to tell you too much, but a little bit. So if that's you, if you resonate with my story that I just shared before, like you're totally kicking it, you're a boss babe and all of that. Maybe you have your own business and all of that. Great, amazing. Congratulations. Okay, well done, girl. At the same time, we also want, and I do totally believe that we can't have it all, not all at all times. That's like a small distinguishment. Yeah. So I believe we can have everything we want, but not everything at the same time. So we can have the business, but when it's time to date and date for marriage is a new energy we have to learn to embody. So everything I just shared here was more the masculine, yeah, more the go-getter. And of course, if you want, and that's what I wanted to just say, when you want a relationship, most of the time you're already a queen. So you have the money to just be the person that you want to be. You look good, you have your manicure, your facials, you got the makeup, you got the hair, you got your place, and like you feel good, you know? I mean, there's always more, of course, yeah, but be happy, like you're happy where you are right now, and you feel like, yeah, now I want a man that will make this whole experience even better, even better. And also, like, if that's you, raise your hand, let me know in the comments. When you've done all of that, like, again, I don't want to repeat myself, you know, everything on that side. If you've done all of that, maybe you're also a little exhausted. Yeah, maybe you're also a little exhausted. Maybe you are burned out, or at least you feel like you deserve somebody that wants to carry you. Ladies, put your hands up. Put your hands up if that's you. Yeah, so you want somebody that can carry you. You want somebody that will appreciate you. And he doesn't like, it's not about, forget about all of your academic certifications that I have, like, by the way, I have them all here on my wall, you know? But forget about that. It's not important. No man really cares about that, okay? So I believe a man that is a man, the kind of man that you want, that's cool. If you are a doctor or if you are a graduate and all of that, he can appreciate that. Of course, you also want to be seen in that capacity, but you want to be seen as a woman, don't you? You want to be seen as a sexy woman and you want to be desired. You want to be desired and you want to be cherished and worshiped like the goddess that you are, or not, or not. Am I lying or what? Let me speak to the congregation. Am I lying or is that you? You want to be appreciated for who you are. You want to be seen. You want to be seen for what you have done. Like, you've made the best out of yourself already. And now we have to learn a completely new skill set about how to seduce and keep a man, make a man marry you, provide for you, protect you, and keep the polar dynamic of the man being in his nature. And this is everything I'm sharing, and I'm not going to share it today. If you want to know more, come and sign up for my courses. Yeah, I have a whole academy teaching principles, like how to get clear on what you want to do, and then learning about manifestation, intention, transformation, getting your body, your mind, your relationship, your money in order, and then going higher and higher. So that's the academy that I've built today. But today I really just want to talk about polarity. And because we women, by not by mindset, not by mindset only, but by nature, by the way we are built, we are not men. Have you noticed just from your physical features that you are not a man? If that's you, raise your hand. Okay. So you're not a man. You are a woman. Okay. So that makes your biological setup a little different from men. And then not only biology, but also evolution. So how we were like doing this relationship thing for years and decades and centuries. Yes. So men are natural hunters. Yeah. Men were the ones who were physically stronger, going out into the wild, hunting, bringing back the prey, feeding the tribe. Women were the network, the community. Women, elder women, also women taking care of elder men. Yeah. Women, mothers, children. That's the community. And then we have the men, like the potent men, the young men who are ready to go out into the hunt, the young men, then the middle-aged men, the alpha men, everybody having a hierarchy, a natural order, yeah? And then men coming, protecting the tribe, natural order. There are different deviations. Yes, there were women that fought as well, but only when the men weren't really capable, yeah, all of that. So today I'm not going to go into the science. If you're interested in that, go look it up, okay? So what I want to say is that that's in our DNA, yeah? So today we know we are not only what we are programmed as, but we also are the accumulation of our ancestors, yeah? So today it's scientifically proven that we get traumas passed down through our genes, and especially through the time in the womb, like with our mother. But also from our father's side. So we are the fruit of the tree of our ancestry. So everything your forefathers and mothers have done, and how they survived, and the tricks and their mindset, the way they thought, the way they acted, what they embodied, what is stored. Maybe you know the saying, the body keeps the score, right? The body keeps the score. That's true for you. And it's also true for all of the ancestors that came before you. So it's epigenetically transferred to the next generation. That's why, for example, people say like, it's my family, like diabetes is in my family or cancer is in my family. Those are, by the way, these are illnesses that are just quite recent. So it's not in your family, and it's also not in your DNA. It's more so maybe a genetic predisposition for certain kind of like intrusion or like weaknesses that is possible. But at the same time, it's definitely about lifestyle, the way you eat, the way you sleep, the way you breathe, the way you think, the way you move, your habits. Yeah. I don't know if it's 100% correct, but we say, I think it's also like newest standpoint is like 50% genes, 50% environment. That's how we evolve. I don't know if the number is correct, if it's 50-50, but something like that. So with all that being said, I want to say that we women is just maybe our mother generation and then us. Like this is the time span of feminism and women getting to a place where they could do whatever they want to do. Yeah. And then women pursuing jobs and women being sexually promiscuous, which I don't judge. Yeah. But I also do judge, and I also do judge myself, and I shame myself and I shame you. As a healthy mechanism to change, yeah, not to condemn or make anybody feel bad in that sense, because me too, I'm not a saint. I just want to say that, okay? I'm not speaking from the cancel. I don't know if that's an English word, but I'm not speaking from higher up. I've been in the trenches with you. But that's what I want to say, that women, still desire. It's in our DNA. We want to be provided for and we want to be protected because we want to have kids. Yeah. Or if you don't want kids, I think also maybe that could be a mindset, like brainwashed kind of thing. Some women really don't want kids, but I believe it's just very, very few. Most women don't get kids because they are afraid, they are hurt, they're traumatized by whatever childhood, youth, relationships, also in adult years. They become transgender, they become bi, they love women, lesbians, all of that, or they just feel like the world is too crazy, too dangerous. And also, many times, because people don't get married anymore, because women need safety, and marriage provides a certain kind of safety. Of course, it's not the antidote for everything. We've seen a lot of divorces and many people not acting very wise inside the relationship. But let me just elaborate a little bit on that. We are designed for marriage. We're designed for the ritual of marriage, the vow of marriage, to say, I want to be there for you in good and bad times. And we do this thing called life together. Boom. Yeah. So that's healthy. It's very, very healthy. It's commitment, and I'm ready for it. And I believe many are too, but then maybe you are finding yourself currently in a relationship with a man who's not a provider, who's not a protector, where you more feel like the mom. If that's you, raise your hand. Let me know in the comments if that's you. I've been there too. I have been engaged and all love to this guy, no intent of bashing everybody, anybody, but he was more a feminine man. Like he t said things like, yeah, like get me to the money. Are you my pimp or what? Yeah. So he wasn't a provider. He wasn't a provider. He wasn't a protector. He wasn't in his full masculinity. And I was more in my masculinity, feeling like I could do for myself. I just want love. And I will talk more about why it's not enough for a woman to choose a man based on love. But that's what happened for me. Again, not judging, but I say many masculine women, the go-getters here on that side, they get into relationships with feminine men, with very feminine men. Oof. And then we wake up again and we realize, oh no, that's not really what I want. Even though I can do for myself, I want somebody who can, again, hold me, who can financially carry me. So that's why I'm a big fan of the whole get rich husband, baby, get rich husband, baby tribe. Yeah, get rich husband, baby, because also, evolutionary speaking, a man who is not able and willing to provide is not a healthy man. He's not really in his power, and he shouldn't have the access to be able to procreate. Totally my standpoint today. Don't allow men who can't financially support you nor your offsprings to procreate. Because it's going to be a hot mess. Women are not designed to be the primary breadwinners. If you have a passion, if you have a gift, if you have something to share, amazing. I'm doing that too. Yeah. And I believe that there are so many women with amazing gifts, and I'm totally for women rising up to share their gifts with the world because I believe. Until now, there is so much potential and so much greatness left dormant within women because women are still not free enough to share their gifts with the world. And I help women do that as well, but it's a different topic for another day. But I want to say that to have a healthy relationship, we can't outsmart evolution. And evolution says, a man to be able to feel fully masculine, he has to have his homework done. And his homework is also just as this woman right here has done her homework in getting a great education, getting a great job, setting up a career, whether it be in corporate, whether it be own business, whatever. You know, a man that can support himself and that can support a woman. And men want that. Men like the deepest DNA desire, and not many people admit it to themselves because they haven't done the inner work of deconditioning themselves of the mindset, the modern day mindset, yeah, of everybody can do everything, we don't need a piece of paper, rubbish, bullshit. Yeah, I don't even entertain these comments, but let's talk about that another day again. So a man is going to be very happy and healthy when he gets to be the man, when he feels needed, when he brings back the prey, yeah, when he brings back the food, when he provides and when he protects. He wants that. He wants to feel that, and he wants to be admired for that. He wants to feel like the hero. We've all heard that before. And a woman also, even though she knows she can do for herself, in a relationship, if you know you can do for yourself, you can stay alone, right? But in a relationship, you want to feel like the queen, like the goddess. You want to be worshipped. You want to be desired. You want to be taken care of. You want to be provided for. You want to be protected. Don't you? Yes, you do. So, what can you do in order to get there? Number one, you need a different skill set for business than for relationships. What do you need for business? You can get your masculine on in your business. I am a very masculine woman as well, like when it comes to business and all of that. I'm very like, here, you experience me. I'm outspoken, I'm clear, I'm concrete. I can do those things. You can keep this in your business pocket. Yes. But when it comes to relationships, especially intimate marriage, right? You need to learn a different skill set of femininity. And femininity is not just looking cute and wearing pink. That's a very shallow way of talking about femininity. Very shallow. Femininity for me is an energy. And the energy comes especially through healing. Through healing your conditioning, societal conditioning, maybe youth conditioning, trauma, childhood trauma, and maybe even womb trauma from your mother. And also from like femininity is having faith, having trust, and coming onto a different consciousness. And this is where we introduce spirituality, because the everything that I talked about here on this side is like we have four stages of consciousness. The first one is the victim consciousness, or the inner child, let's say that. And the broken inner child is the victim. The happy inner child is like the curious child, the playful child. Totally love it. Beautiful. First level of awareness. Then we have the second level of awareness, which is creativity. Yeah, which is like by me. Life is happening by me. Like I have to do it all. Yeah, this is very masculine. It's masculine energy. And then we have also, of course, it's not negative or anything. It is just what it is. So it's very masculine. It's the doing, doing, doing. And then the next level of consciousness is by me. Life is not by me, through me. It's the third, right? Life is happening through me. And this is where we come into the realm of the feminine. The realm of the feminine is an integration of the masculine and the feminine. And it's also working smarter, not harder, creating automated systems instead of hustling the whole time. But to have the awareness, the consciousness, the structures, yeah, and then let the system run for itself. Yeah, kind of getting above the doing. Doing needs to be done, but in a smart way. And then we are in the realm of the feminine, where it's more about ideas, where it's more about a feeling, where it's more about the nourishing, the sustaining, and especially the enjoying of life and receiving the blessings and trusting the process, which is letting go of control in your energy, right? So I can't talk more about that, but I want to leave some mystery here open. So you get into this next level of awareness, which requires a lot of inner work, mindset work, reprogramming of the nervous system, breath work, dancing. We can use all transformational modalities to get there. Yeah. So it's not only one thing. We can do psychedelics, we can do mushrooms, we can do cacao, we can do ayahuasca, we can do shamanic vision quests, we can do simple breathing exercises, we can just lay in the bathtub, we can just sleep. You know, all of that is valid. And that's the feminine. Yeah. So we acknowledge, I want to be the worship goddess in my relationship. I got to get into a different energy. So that's why we call it feminine energy coach, feminine energy dynamics, polarity, because you want to be in relationship with the masculine. You want to be in relationship with the divine masculine, with the healthy masculine men, and then create polarity. Ooh, the yin yang. Yeah, you're constantly chasing each other. Beautiful. So, and then we even have a higher level of awareness. Maybe that's a good way to integrate it. And then the higher level of awareness is life is happening as me. And this means you are so fluid. We can call it energy fluid, not gender fluid, but energy fluid, where you become a master of all of the energy. So you use the lowest level of the inner child, you use the masculine level, you use the feminine level, and you use it to your liking. I'm just thinking about one tarot card. I don't know why, but it just popped into my mind, being the magician. The magician has all the different symbols lying on his table because he can use all of them when necessary. And that's who we want to become. And that's called self-actualization. Self-actualization, being a god, goddess in your own right, in your own queen or kingdom, queendom in this matter here. And just living life abundantly, just like Jesus promised. Yeah. So living life and living it well, because you understand the different energy dynamics that are necessary in everyday life and in different areas of your life. Yeah. Because every area needs a little different energy from you. Yeah. It's you, but you shapeshift. You shapeshift in different areas. Like being a mother is a different energy than being a lover. Yeah, being a boss needs a different energy than being healthy in your own right. Yeah, like just, it was just an example today. So what I want to say is that you can have it all, not at the same time. So therefore, you need to have your savage feminine blueprint. Yeah. So this is where we learn about all of the aspects of the feminine and create awareness around where you are in your life right now, what you want, to get crystal clear on what you want, then really realize what fear is coming up, get rid of the fear, decide for the dream, like really decide for what it is that you want, become a match, become a reciprocal of it. And then doing some other energy work. Like that's all in my programs. This in the Dream Builder and in the Levels Up. If you don't know where to start, definitely always start with the Dream Builder. It's the basic level, and basic means it's the fundamentals. So I still use that. I still immerse in that super, super valuable content. And it's also, by the way, like if you've asked yourself, who did I learn from? I learned from my mentor, and her name is Mary Morrissey. She's a transformational teacher for more than 40 years. And the programs that I work with is a combination of her knowledge and my knowledge. So I didn't make this all up myself. I really build my system on a trusted and proven, repeatable, reliable system of transformation that has helped hundreds of thousands of people all around the world already. So I'm 100% sure that it works if you work it. So yeah, what I want to say, just to finish it off and round it off, is that today, like me being the woman who got slammed at the door, saying, like from this guy saying, like, you're so needy, and then just got kicked in the butt, being on the street, but it propelled me to become the woman that I am today, to become like the nutritionist, the life coach, the entrepreneur, the Miss Germany. And making all these experiences that have led me now to integrate all of these things. I'm still learning. We're all learning. I'm still learning. I'm still applying. I'm doing it every day in every relationship, in every conversation, in every video here, like learning and applying all my skills each and every day. But I can definitely tell you that I'm living my dream. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. And there's so much more to this. There's so much more to this. And especially I'm free of fear, the fear of rejection, and also the fear of being too much. I don't feel like I am too much, like the fear of being too much, of the fear of success. I'm not afraid of success. I'm not afraid of being too much. I'm not afraid of money. I'm not afraid of the man of my dreams. So I'm not afraid because I can hold it. Yes. And if you want that too, sign up for my courses. You find them in the links below. You find it on my website. All the links are down below. If you want to know more about me, read the articles on my website. Follow me, continue to follow me here. You can watch some client testimonials. Yeah, it's not me. You don't have to trust me, but just know that I have helped some people already in their life. And my mission is to just really help so many more women to live the life of their dreams and have it all and become the goddesses of their own universe. And just live a life worth living, living a life worth dying for, I like to say. And just being all you can be, but just knowing when you can be what to get the best outcome. So that's it for today. I loved it. It was so much fun sharing all of that with you. If you find value in these contents, let me know, put a comment down below. I would appreciate that totally. Just because I'm a very confident woman doesn't mean that I don't want to connect. Just because I'm a confident woman doesn't mean that I need some feedback. Yeah, because I'm not doing this only for me. I'm doing this to help others, to help you, to share, like just to share and uplift, like elevate, empower, and engage. That's what I want. And I would love to create community, and I would love to hear from you, and I would love to hear your story, and I would love to support you and just cheer you on and be like a tough love coach cheerleader for you. So yeah. That's it for now. Have a beautiful day, and I want to hear more from you. Like, subscribe, share with a friend.